The government has just released a report card on nursing homes. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services provide details on 17,000 nursing homes across the country. Criteria include the percentage of residents with pain or infection and staff-to-resident ratios. The report can be accessed on the Medicare website. It's meant to help consumers choose the right nursing home for their loved ones and to show nursing homes where they can improve. Deborah Sorensen is a professional care manager with Elder Care Advocates in Toledo, Ohio. She assists people in making choices about care for the elderly. Sorensen says the government database should be just part of a family's nursing home search.
I think that when a family is looking at choosing a facility for their loved one, it should be about 50% at the most of their decision-making process. It at least gives you a guideline to start from.
Why only 50%? What's the other 50%?
The other 50% is how the facility actually looks and feels to you personally. Guidelines and written information is only as good as the day that that information was written down. Facilities change minute by minute and hour by hour. I always tell families to visit them frequently and at different times of day and different days of the week.
Now, what I have here is one of these report cards for a specific facility. I won't name it, but there are a number of different categories the facility's rated on. Let's take the category, the percentage of residents with pain.
Okay. Now,
how would you assess nursing homes' rating on that? When the nursing home, for instance, it says 7% of the patients would be experiencing pain as opposed to 8 statewide, 11 nationwide.
That's a little tricky to interpret because pain is a subjective concept to a person, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's the nursing home's fault that these people are in pain. So I would more put that in a category of, can this facility deal with pain?
So when you see a number like that, it's not telling you very much?
Not really.
Another one in this particular case, this particular nursing home has a fairly low percentage of residents in physical restraints, 5% compared to 7% statewide, 10% nationally. And yet in the back, one of its deficiencies it is cited is the fact that it failed to keep residents free from physical restraints, which would seem confusing to somebody who's looking at this information. How do they assess that?
Yeah, again, very much so, because physical restraints are used very minimally now in facilities. It's a very hot topic, and it's very carefully looked at by facilities before they will use physical restraints. And the use of physical restraints is basically for patient safety. There are people who fall out of their chairs if they don't have a soft belt around them. But in order to put a soft belt around them, they have to go to an ethics committee. They have to ask the family's permission. They have to explain why they have these physical restraints. So again, if I'm looking at a facility and my mother falls a lot and they never use physical restraints, I'm going to be a little concerned about that. But if a lot of people are in physical restraints, I'm going to go in and look at what type of restraints are they. Are they safe?
Now, at the end, they have a sort of they have a page where it does list the deficiencies in the nursing homes, but then it also gives a date of correction. So
yes.
How important is that to look at, whether or not these deficiencies were corrected promptly?
To me, that's very important. As I'm advising my clients, if there was a deficiency, look at how fast it was corrected. Talk to the administrator about what brought on the deficiency, too, because some of these have very specific incidents that occurred. And if, for example, the citation happened on April 26th and the date of correction is July 22nd, well, perhaps it was corrected on April 27th, but the investigator didn't come back until July 22nd. But yes, if it shows no date of correction or shows a very late date of correction, I would be asking the facility, why did it take you so long to fix that?
What's missing in this report about the quality of life in a nursing home that this report just doesn't seem to get at all?
You know what's missing in this report is activities. Activities are very, very important to a person who's living in a nursing home. The level of activities, the quality of the activity staff, whether they're gearing the activities towards the level of cognitive functioning of the resident. If you walk into a facility and they're sitting in front of a television 90% of the time, I'm not going to want to live there.
Would you recommend using this to your clients?
Again, I would as a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
As a starting point and as a place to go to find out what questions to ask. But I always tell people to visit the facility many times. If they're not in the area and they can afford to hire someone to monitor the care of their loved one, to do so, because the squeaky wheel definitely gets the grease in this issue in this country.
Thanks, Deborah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Deborah Sorensen is a professional care manager at Elder Care Advocates. She joined us by phone from her office in Toledo, Ohio.